The blues of Texas developed dramatically from the 1920s in the playing of Blind Lemon Jefferson to the more sophisticated sounds of the 1940s. Lightning Sam Hopkins led this new approach to the blues of Texas. Lightning's musical history starts when he was a little boy and used to help Blind Lemon Jefferson around from town to town. This apprenticeship served him well. He soon developed an individual approach to the blues that might have had its roots in the playing of Jefferson, but the final results was something quite haunting and unique. Here we have Lightning Hopkins doing an original blues called Penitentiary Blues.
Penitentiary Blues. Big bread is here I come. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Big bread is here I come. You know I'm gonna do time for another man. When it haven't been a thing poor Lightning done. This he oughta been on Brad, 19 and 10. Buddy Russell drove pretty women just like he did. Ugly miss, I'm Big Brad. Oh, Lord, yes, here I come. Feeling due time for another man. And ain't nothing poor Lightning done. Well, you ought to be ashamed. Yeah, you know my mama called me. I answered, ma'am. She saw you tired of working. I said, mama, yes, I am. Papa called me. I answered, sir. He said, son, if you're tired of working, when the hell you gonna stay there? I couldn't. No, and I just couldn't help myself. You know a man can't help but feel bad when he's doing time for someone there. You better watch it all the time.
That was Penitentiary Blues by Lightning Hopkins. Well, Lightning recorded an awful lot during the late 1940s and throughout the 1950s. Then he seemed to disappear from the blues scene altogether, and it was not until Sam Charters, the noted blues historian, who was on a field trip to Texas in the late 1950s, happened to stop by and search for Lightning Hopkins in Dallas, Texas. And he rediscovered Lightning Hopkins, and this began a whole series of wonderful recordings. Well, here we have a section of an interview that Sam Charters did with Lightning Hopkins in talking about Blind Lemon Jefferson.
Yes, it's been a long time, but you know I can remember some things that we used to do. I was playing with him when I was 8 years old. That what made me such a guitar player in a way of speaking, because he never learned me a note, but he'd always play in front of me, and I'd learn my own in a way of speaking is this. We went a long ways together, and we used to play at a place you called Buffalo, Texas. That was about 75 going toward Dallas. Mm-hmm. So the last I heard of Blind Lemon, he was in Dallas. And so I heard that he got frozen up there, so I didn't know, but he was nice to me in every way, and I appreciated little things he done. Mm-hmm. And he used to holler at me, say, boy, you better play it right. Yeah. And I'd go ahead on and play it with him, and he'd say, You know it's one kind favor I'll ask to you. And you see, me and him were just cat like that, you know. And I just come on up to be one of them people. Now, I'm an old man now, near about old, because I think I'm 16 tomorrow. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, Blind Lemon Jefferson's influence on Lightning Hopkins must have been very great in the sense of giving the little boy a feeling towards the blues and towards music in general. Let's just take a little listen to Lemon Jefferson doing his version of See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. That was Blind Lemon Jefferson doing See That My Grave Is Kept Clean, a tune that many bluesmen songsters tried to duplicate. And let's listen to Lightning Hopkins do his version of it.
You know it one kind favor I'll ask to you. You know it one kind favor I'll ask to you. One kind favor I'll ask to you. See that my grave is kept clean. You know it's two white horses in a line. Two white horses in a line. Two white horses in a line. Gonna take me to my burying ground.
That was Lightning Hopkins doing Blind Lemon Jefferson's tune, See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. And I think it's fascinating to hear what Hopkins did with that tune, how he sort of changed the rhythm so it became a dance melody, and how the guitar began to get into playing lead lines and playing in a much more rhythmic, fluid style than the way Lemon used to play it. Well, the 1950s is really the gold mine of Lightning Hopkins' early recordings, and in fact, he recorded for a label called Gold Star, which was a small label down in Texas. I'd like to finish our show with a beautiful tune called Cooling Board, and again, the theme is death. Though somehow, to my ears, I hear a little bit of Tommy Johnson's Mississippi influence in Hopkins' version. So here we have Cooling Board by Lightning Hopkins.
night it was thundering, thundering and lightning. Velvet, shine like gold. Don't you hear me talking, pretty mama? It was thundering and lightning. Velvet, shine like gold. Yeah, you know that was the night I found my baby lying on the cooling board. Well, I couldn't do nothing. Walk the floor and moan. Don't you hear me talking, pretty mama? Walk the floor and moan. All I could say, she was a nice little sparrow, but now she's dead and
was Lightning Hopkins doing Cooling Board. Well, the influence of Lightning Hopkins in his native Texas has been enormous. Many musicians there try to imitate him. Some of the more famous ones are Little Son Jackson and Mance Lipscomb, who both played in this style. But more important, Lightning Hopkins tours around the world each year, and his influence can be felt throughout the world. And I suppose with guitar players as well as musicians in general, it's not his guitar technique that has influenced other people, but rather his feeling towards the blues.